We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Well, Christmas morning, everybody. Trust you've had a great morning so far. Thanks for connecting with us and being part of the service today. Thank you for being part of the Oasis family. And if you're connecting with us, it's great that you're connecting with us too. Many years ago, Esther and I produced the Nativity play. It was our turning church to do that, and we ran the young people then. We weren't married at that point, so it's a long, long time ago now, maybe 1600 and frozen to death. But it was our chance to do the church play. We were given the privilege and the honour of doing that. And there was a young boy there. And this young boy did not really want to pay any part of the play. He had to do it. I think his mum and dad sort of forced him to do it. And he was the innkeeper. And we all know the story, don't we, of the Nativity, where Mary and Joseph arrive at Bethlehem on a donkey. They've been on a long journey. And Joseph goes to the different inns and he asks the innkeeper, is there any room in the inn? Of course, we know what the answer is. There was no room in the inn. And Jesus ended up being born in what we call as a stable. And so the big night of the production, the small church that we had then was packed with parents and other people for the play. We were all quite nervous. I was quite nervous. This was the first production I'd done. And then we got to the part where Mary and Joseph arrive in Bethlehem. And they come to this innkeeper, the first innkeeper, which is this young lad that didn't really want to do the play. He's grown up now, he has his own children, he's probably gone to see many plays himself. Anyway, what he did was, Joseph comes, knocks on the door, excuse me, Mr. Keeper, is there any room inside the inn? And this young lad decided, rather than the words, no, there's no room in the inn, we're full, he said, come on in, there is plenty of room. Everyone was laughing, and I was pulling what hair I had out, going, no, 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 no. But we all had a laugh about it afterwards. We all celebrated what happened, and it was a good time of celebration. You know, they say never work with animals or children. If anyone has something to celebrate this time of year, Christians do. We Christians, those are people that follow Jesus, that love Jesus, we have something to celebrate. In fact, I believe we probably have more to celebrate than anybody else on this earth. So for us, we know that Jesus loved the world so much, God loved the world so much that he sent Jesus, and Jesus took on the form of man. He came down to this earth in the form of a man like you and I, mankind, took on flesh. He was given the name Emmanuel, which means God with us. But who would believe that the birth of this little child 2,000 years or so ago would change the life of billions of people on this earth? And today, billions of Christians all over the world are celebrating that Jesus sought us out personally and that he has come, he's died for the world, and those that put their trust in him, we celebrate that he has forgiven us from our sins. He's given us a hope and a future. He's promised that he's going to come back and take us to be with him. And for us, that is an amazing promise. It gives us hope and it gives us a future. So for us, as we celebrate Christmas, as we think about the nativity scene over here, it gives us the understanding that for us, the best is yet to come. If we've got something to celebrate, if anyone's got something to celebrate, we have, because the best is yet to come. Now, I want you to say that to the person in the room next to you, if you're listening now. The best for you and me, as Christians, is yet to come. When Mary and Joseph had Jesus in the stone and Mary held Jesus in her arms, there wasn't just the love of a mother for a firstborn son. She also experienced an overwhelming experience of God's love for her personally. Now, I remember how much love I had for my children when they were born, when I first held them in my arms, and it was just an amazing time. And for those that are parents that have that, you will know what I mean. But for Mary, she held God himself in her arms. She held the Saviour of the world in her arms. And as she did so, what happened for her was she experienced God's love for her. You know, when God created us, he created us to be loved. He created us to love other people. And that is the basic and strongest of all human desires. It's a God desire created in us. Yet as we look around at our community, our family, our friends, we see many people today who are broken. They seem to have no future. They seem to have little or no hope. There seems to be fundamentally something missing in their life. And they've tried all kinds of things, but just something is missing, and they may not be able to put their hand on it, but something isn't quite right. And yet, there are other people who seem to have so much, and they're not happy. For them, something is missing in their life. Many of you will know of a man called Freddie Mercury. He died in 1991. He wrote on one of his songs on the Miracle album, "Does anyone know what we are living for?" In an interview, he said, "You can have everything in this world and still be the loneliest man. And that is the bitter type of loneliness. Success has brought me the world's idolization and millions of pounds, but prevented me from having the one thing we all need, a loving, ongoing relationship." And you know, he was right. As good as human relationships can be, they can't give us what we need. See, only God can give us what we need. Only God can give us that relationship. That's why he left heaven and came down to earth. Many people ask the question, well, why am I here? What's the purpose of me living? Maybe today you're asking that same question. Maybe you're listening and thinking, what is the purpose? Why am I here? Why is it worth living? It's the, you know, you have this ache inside, this maybe loneliness inside. You might feel broken. You don't know what to do at the moment. Everything is a mess and you just don't have an answer. Well, I want to tell you today that Jesus is your answer. He's the one that will fill the void in your life, the emptiness, the loneliness. Only he can do it because he's God and you were created to have that God relationship. Jesus, the Saviour of the world, is not a baby in a manger now, but he's here right now with you, for you today. You see, the best can yet come for you. The best days ahead for you are just around the corner if you will accept Jesus in your life. You see, this Christmas message is a message of hope. It gives you purpose and it gives future for all of mankind, for absolutely everyone in this world. You see, if you truly believe that Jesus is the Son of God who left heaven and came to this earth, to this world for you, the best is yet to come for you. We know Jesus was born in a stable. He wasn't born in a palace. Why wasn't the King, the Son of God, born in a palace? And the answer is because he wanted to identify with the poor and broken people. He was born into an ordinary family to experience all things in life, just as we do. He experienced bereavement, sadness, loss, rejection, pain, and suffering. And he did this so that he can journey through life with you, to bring healing and restoration, to bring you hope and a future, if you will let him. And the Bible taught us that when Jesus came, he would dwell in the hearts of man. He would live within us. He would fill the emptiness. He would fill the void in our lives. He would fill the loneliness. And for all those who would receive his love, his forgiveness, and invite him into their life, the best is yet to come for them. When Mary and Joseph reached Bethlehem, they knocked on the door, door after door, and the answer was, "There is no room for you here today." I'm going to say to you today this, Jesus is knocking on your door, the door of your life. The question he is asking you today, right now, is this: is there room in your life for me right now? Will you let me in? A man called Bernard Levin said these words: "To put it bluntly, have I time to discover why I was born before I die? I have not managed to answer the question yet, and however many years I have before me, they are certainly not as many as there are behind. There is an obvious danger in leaving this too late. Why do I have to know why I was born? Because, of course, I am unable to believe that it was an accident. And if it wasn't one, it must have meaning. Countries like ours are full of people who have all material comforts they desire, together with such non-material blessings as a happy family, and yet lead lives of quiet and at times noisy desperation, understanding nothing but the fact that there is a hole inside of them, and that however much food and drink they pour into it, however many cars or television sets they stuff it with, however many well-balanced children and loyal friends they parade around its edges, it aches. Possessing things will never replace the need for God in our lives, and to be loved by God, and to experience his love, and to love him." You know, in the nativity scene, we have some wise men here who came looking for Jesus. Now, the story isn't quite true, because the wise men came sometime after. They weren't there at the same time as the shepherds. But what they did do is they travelled thousands of miles to find the baby Jesus. They sought after him. They knew that there would never ever be anybody like Jesus ever born on this earth. There never was before. There never would be anybody greater than Jesus, the Son of God. I want to say to you today, wise people seek after Jesus. I want to encourage you today, be wise and seek him. And if you don't know him, receive him into your life. He will fill the void. He will fill the emptiness. He will give you the purpose for living. He will give you a hope and a future. And it is the best decision you will ever make. And if you do, I want to say to you, the best is yet to come. You can connect with us if you're listening right now, Christmas morning, on the prayer button. You can connect on the prayer button and one of the teams will connect with you. Or you can connect to admin@oasischristiancentre.org.uk. You can connect with us and we can help you through that process of accepting Jesus into your life. But you can ask him right now and he'll just come and meet you on this Christmas morning. Not as a baby, but he will come in power and his presence will come to you right now. So this Christmas is a time to celebrate. The reason is Jesus. May God richly bless you. Have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for listening.